Do any wise than you was before?
I only wise.
Well, he's made my mind a bit easier about certain things.
What sort of things?
Well, evil and good and all the rest of it. I'm. Well, we'll continue that, you know, Mickey.
You know what, don't you, Auntie?
What, darling?
I think life on your side, an individual's life, is like the thing you see hanging over a bed in an hospital when someone's queer. It's like the temperature chart is up and down, you know.
That's quite true, Mickey.
There's such a lot I want to understand, Mickey. Such a lot.
Well, Auntie, I'm sure they'll help you to understand what they can help you understand, but yes. I think there's a limit to what they can make you understand, you know. If you understand what I mean. I don't know why you're so concerned about the pyramid. It can't make no difference to you.
Well, the pyramid is supposed to be betwixt earth and heaven sort of thing, according to my... to what I read, and I've always been intrigued about it. There is a sort of mingling of the two to a great extent. The minds of men had made it, and they must have thought out certain things before they made it in the form that they have.
I think what he says is obviously true, that was a sort of symbolic shape. The pointing up to the heavens, the aspiration, as he calls it, of the human race for knowledge and so on, you know?
Yes.
You're a proper headache to us, you are, Rosie.
Why, Rosie?
Sometimes I almost wish you was like someone that comes just wants to talk to Fred and Charlie. That's simpler.
I'm sorry, darling.
Don't be sorry, I'm only teasing you. But I notice you ask all the questions. Oh, Liz never asks nothing.
Liz is there.
Oh, well, I
don't know much about pyramids.
He can't hear very
yes,
well.
Yes, I can. I heard very well.
Oh, you
don't argue. Oh, hello, Flo.
How are you doing?
Oh, hello, that's nice.
Hey, you're having quite a talk about
yes.
The tombs of the kings, I understand.
Yes.
Well, that's not exactly up my street, but I guess you found it very interesting. But I expect in due course I'll be able to tell you more about these things. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know a thing about it. Well, how are you doing tonight?
We're all doing very well tonight.
What was that you were saying just now? You got your juju stuck in your hand.
Yeah.
Well, that'll never do. What would you do without something to suck?
I'm sucking it because I'm afraid of coughing and not hearing
anything. Yeah. Well. Why don't you get yourself some chewing gum?
That's a good idea. Yeah. I got some of
how are you tonight? You're feeling better now. You got over your little sickness.
Oh, yeah. You know all about it, do you?
Yeah, we all know about it. As a matter of fact, we had the doctor working on you like mad. You know, you have to be careful with that tummy of yours. Admittedly, it's a hell of a lot better, but at the same time, you just can't afford to play around with it, you know. You can't stuff yourself with all these spicy foods, you
know. Well, that's what I tell her.
Yeah, that's asking for trouble, you know.
Yes.
You got to give them a chance, you know. You can't afford to overeat.
Please tell them I'm so sorry. I'd never do it again.
Well, I guess the next time if your friends come, they better cook their own food and have it, and you have yours, you know.
It's so difficult, you know, to...
You want to just tell them, you know, it's no good beating about the bush. Your health's more important than anything else. Yes. Well, how are you tonight, Mr. Rawlinson?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah,
very
you
fine.
Certainly look chubby.
Chubby?
Yeah, that's what Madam calls you, isn't it?
That's a contented mind, Flat.
Well, I wouldn't have said that myself. I didn't know that you had a contented mind.
I thought I had.
Well, I don't know anyone that has a really contented mind in your world.
No, I suppose not.
You've all got your secret phobias and your desires and... Heaven knows what else.
It's
quite I'm not going to reveal them to anyone. Might be a bit revealing. You know, over here we have to have a wonderful sense of humor, you know. When we come back sometimes and see into you people and begin to realize what you're really like underneath.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on, tell us.
No,
Spill
I wouldn't.
The beans.
No. There's nothing there that... is exactly detrimental. I don't mean that.
No.
But you know, you wouldn't be human beings if you hadn't got your secret desires and you hadn't got all sorts of, well, complexes, you know. Anyway.
Quite
so. I don't forget you were human once.
Thing is,
well.
I realize that. Don't worry. I just like to see you happy and I like to see you trying to do your best. You can't do no more than that.
No. So, if one of your old chorus girls or folly girls, I don't know if she was a folly girl. Evelyn Lay, do you remember her?
Yeah, she came over and played bittersweet.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's doing quite well, I believe.
Very well.
She must be getting a bit old in the tooth now.
Oh, she really looks very fine. She looks lovely.
Oh, I didn't mean that disparaging, but I mean, after all, it's some 30 years, I think, since she played bittersweet.
Yeah.
Oh, well, nice to know they keep going.
What's she now?
In the new play. Musical play.
In the new musical? The American musical?
No.
Oh, of course.
Now, what the hell are you talking about?
they're talking about the new play, she said. I just woke up.
I love to hear talking.
I remember now. I remember reading about it.
Yeah, when you finish a private conversation, I'll get going again.
Yes, Chloe, please.
That's all right,
sonny
boy. I'm only just teasing you.
That's all right. We know.
Have you got anything?
I think you're going to do a great deal of work yourself, you know. When you get straightened out, get your life sort of as you want it.
When? Say?
Yeah, I don't know, but they seem to think it's not so far ahead.
Well, I hope so. I'd like to do some work.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of room for people already to work.
Yes.
We sure can do some fine mediums. And there's no reason why you shouldn't do some work. What were you going to say then, Rose?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and add that brain of yours. God damn it.
Have you got any of your pals with you today?
Yeah, I've got quite a number of friends here.
Yes?
You wouldn't know them, though. Only by name.
You know, I've been delving through the instruments, all his papers, to find out something about you. Even your photograph, I can't lay hold on anything.
Well, I don't know, but did you want a photograph of
me? Yes.
Well. See what we can do for you.
What will you do?
Oh, shut up now. Wait and see. Don't be in such a damn hurry.
I'd love one of you, Flo.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to work out.
Are you?
Yeah, find one for you in a week or two.
Will you really?
Yeah, but don't get all worked up, you know.
No.
You start getting like that, you're all just like, God damn it,
that's
I don't
all right.
Know.
No, I'm quiet. I'm not excited.
No, not much.
No, I'm just... I'm excited because I'm wondering how it's going to be done, you see.
Anyway, we certainly look forward to these Friday nights.
So do we both.
I don't know why you have to sit and lean forward like that, Mr. Rawlinson.
I'm just right in my chair.
He's come much nearer.
Can you not hear what I see?
He's changed. It's the American.
Oh, well,
the Scotch.
Job.
Yes, Job.
Can you hear?
Yes, very well. Job, how are you?
Just relax.
How are you?
Is that Job? That's a Scotchman.
It was, yes.
Quite near you.
Changed once before like that, you know.
Yes, listen. What was that?
I just want you to relax. You had been leaning forward.
I have been, yes. Gets a habit, Mick.
Well, get out on it.
Thank you, I will.
Mickey.
Don't strain.
Mickey.
Okay, Mick.
What happened there? Was that Jock that butted in there?
Jock's been there all the time.
And he's just spoken. He came
quite near. He tuned in with Flo.
He came in after Flo.
Yes.
Yes.
Are they friends or something, Mick?
Well, we're all friends.
I mean, but they seem to be working on the same wavelength.
Well, they're on the same condition, the vibration, yes.
Oh, I see, because they can switch so quickly, can't they?
Yes, that's what they do. I don't know, do they?
Yes.
Yeah, well, once Jock took over from Flo when he spoke for a very long time, and very gradually the voice changed from American to Scots. Very peculiar, wasn't it?
Yes, interesting. I love anything like that.
Yes.
I don't think we can hold on.
Oh,
I think we're going.
HBB, thank you so much.
Don't be disappointed, you know. These things take time. Quite a number of them are only just beginning, you know.
Yes.
They've got much to tell you, but they have to learn how to get it over.
Yes.
We should do better and better as time goes on. We're in the very initial stages, you know.
Yes.
Well, good night and God bless you. See you next week.
Good night.
Good night. Now,
I hope you have a very nice time.
Oh, thank you
very
much.
Thank you very much, but I hope we do.
What is this about a nice time?
The party, you coming, Mick?
What, another one?
Yes, on Sunday.
Oh, when? Where?
Rose's party.
In the green room, in the music room.
Oh, well. I'll come have a look at you then, eh?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Do.
Bye-bye, Mick. There you are, Miss Little Bear.
Oh, lovely. I've enjoyed it tonight.
You're very good, sister.
Oh.
Why, well, they've got to sleep twice.
I didn't see anything exceptional about it tonight.
Pardon?
Oh.
Wasn't anything exceptional about the sitting down there.
Well, I thought it was good. I thought Forrest was very interesting.
Oh, that pillow was on that interesting pillow.
What's the matter with you, Mother?
Don't the matter, me. I haven't seen it to irritate you. Good night.
I know it isn't. That's true.
Oh dear, that's funny. That's me.
I'm putting a little into the room. She thinks we can't be able to light up. And it's just an ordinary horse.
Yes. What's the time? I have to see how long this sitting is last.
Yes. Good night, he said just now.
Oh,
Mickey said good night.
Did he?
Yes.
Did he say good night, Mick?
Oh, is the thing going? Can't be.
No,
it's okay.
Still recording, in any case.
Good night.
Good night, Mick.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
In the light.
Oh.
In the light.
Yeah. Can I see? What am I in my spectrum?
There's not very much tape left.
I'll put the light on, shall I?
Yeah.
What,
it's
lovely
like this.
Mm. She thinks she'll get some more boys. You're just out for the carpet and my
glasses. Yes, well, she thinks I can't.
Yes, she thinks she'll get extra bit on, you know.
There's not very much tape left. Oh, very little. There's about perhaps 10 minutes, quarter of an hour.
Oh, there he is again.
Good night, Mickey.
Oh, you go then. Good night, Mickey. Good night. We're closing down now.
Go like that.
You come back and smack you,
Oh, time for a cigarette.
What a terrific cold current of air tonight.
Hmm?
Oh, good night again.
Good night.
There's not much tape left. There's not much left, is
it? It's been a long sitting room at that rate, and yet it seems short to me.
Well, now that is because it's interesting.
Ah.
Ah, I caught you this time,
right.
Properly.
Right. Now, I'm going to put the light on now, Mickey.
What? How? He said it was a... It seemed a very short sitting. And I said, well, that shows that it was
interesting for him. It's been an hour. We sat at 8 o'clock.
An hour.